peace, bhavishyati, there will be. Brahmam tadgatya bhadram te nabhagatanayam nipam kshamapaya mahabhagam tata shanti bhavishyati. O best of the brahmanas, you should therefore go immediately to King Ambarish, the son of Maharaj Nabhaga. I wish you all good fortune. If you can satisfy Maharaj Ambarish, then there will be peace for you. This was the Lord he's telling. And now he's telling this to Durvasa Muni. So here, there's a purport that has five Sanskrit shlokas with no translations. There's a little bit of an explanation of them. In this regard, Madhva Muni quotes from the Garuda Purana, Brahmadi bhakti kotyasmad angsho naivam barishake naivanyasya chakrasyapi tatapi hararishvaraha tatkaliko pacheyatvat tesham yashafa adirat brahmadayas chatatkirting Ganjayam asur uttamam mohanaya cha daityanam brahmade nindanaya cha anyartam cha swayam vishnur brahmadyascha nirashisha manushetu tamatvachcha tesham bhaktyadi birgunai brahmabir vishvadinatva gyanapanaya chakevalam Durvasascha swayam rudras tatapyanyayam uktavan tasyapyanu grahatyaya darpanashar nashartam evacha. The lesson to be derived from this narration concerning Maharaj Ambarish and Durvasa Muni is that all demigods, including Lord Brahma and Shiva, are under the control of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, when a Vaishnava is offended, the offender is punished by Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. No one can protect such a person, even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Thus end Bhaktivedanta purport of the 9th canto, 4th chapter of the Bhagavatam, entitled Ambarish Maharaj, offended by Durvasa Muni. And according to the schedule, I am supposed to read the introduction. Summary, but no shlokas for the next chapter. Okay. Save that for the good guys. In this chapter, Durvasa Muni's life spared. In this chapter, we find Maharaj Ambarish offering prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra, and we find how the Sudarshan Chakra became merciful to Durvasa Muni. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, Durvasa Muni immediately went to Maharaj Ambarish and fell at his lotus feet. Maharaj Ambarish, being naturally very humble and meek, felt shy and ashamed because Durvasa Muni had fallen at his feet, and thus he began to offer prayers to Sudarshan Chakra just to save Durvasa. What is this Sudarshan Chakra? The Sudarshan Chakra is the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which he creates the entire material world. Sa Aikshata Sa Asrijata. This is the Vedic version. The Sudarshan Chakra, which is the origin of creation and is most dear to the Lord, has thousands of spokes. This Sudarshan Chakra is the killer of the prowess of all other weapons, the killer of darkness, the manifester of the prowess of devotional service. It is the means of establishing religious principles. It is the killer of all religious activities. Without his mercy, the universe cannot be maintained. Therefore, the Sudarshan Chakra is employed by the Personality of Godhead. When Maharaj Ambarish thus prayed that the Sudarshan Chakra be merciful, the Sudarshan Chakra, being appeased, refrained from killing Durvasa Muni, who thus achieved the Sudarshan Chakra's mercy. Durvasa Muni thus learned to give up his nasty idea of considering a Vaishnava an ordinary person, Vaishnave Jati Budhi. Maharaj Ambarish belonged to the Kshatriya group. Therefore, Durvasa Muni considered him lower than the Brahmanas and wanted to exercise brahminical power against him. By this incident, everyone should learn how to stop mischievous ideas of neglecting Vaishnavas. After this incident, Maharaj Ambarish gave Durvasa Muni sumptuous food to eat, and then the king, who had been standing in the same place for 1 year without eating anything, also took prasad. Maharaj Ambarish later divided his property among his sons and went to the bank of Manasarovara to execute devotional meditation. Magyana Tamarandasya Ganan Janashalaka Chakramalitam Jainatas Mahashi Gurudevam. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gada Mahyandadapi Sabadantikam Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Nam Negora Vishre Namaha. So, the last verse of the chapter we just read, 71. I'll repeat it. O best of the Brahmins, you should therefore go immediately to King Ambarish, son of Maharaj Nabhag. I wish you all good fortune. If you can satisfy Maharaj Ambarish, then there will be peace for you. He was being burned, chased by the Sudarshan. And this next chapter, we're reading the summary just now, that one thing to note is, aside from everything that Prabhupada said, of course, is that Ambarish was the via media of the mercy, as we heard last verse, that Vishnu instructed him to go there. He had no power. He's already explained this several times in very nectarian ways, how that Bhakta Paradino, that he's Bhakta Paradino Vishnu. The Lord himself is under the control of persons like Maharaj Ambarish, great devotees. And just like Mother Yasoda brings Krishna under control. That Krishna is a supreme controller, but he is Nija Bhaktavas, Bhaktavatsala. He's controlled by the love of the devotee. So in this case, the similar cases are there in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also, where we hear of, especially when that Gopal Chapala, he did a nasty activity. He tried to make Shiva's Thakur look like something, a Durga worshipper or just an ordinary person for some silly reason. I don't know why he thought he was doing, but he ended up with a bad case of leprosy. And he was forgiven also, but only after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him heavily, he became a leper. And in a little lesser way that Devananda Pandit had several instances like that. We see in Lord Chaitanya's pastime that a dramatic instance, pastime of Vasudev Dutta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Vasudev Dutta to be the topmost devotee. Of course, he said that about Thakur Haridas and so many devotees. But it's interesting, in that particular purport about Vasudev Dutta, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta emphasizes that Vasudev Dutta, persons like Vasudev Dutta and Thakur Haridas, they're so merciful that they're as merciful as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And although Mahaprabhu is known as the Karuna Avatar, Parama Karuna, Gornitai, but these devotees, they're constantly praying in this mood of Ambarish Maharaj. He felt embarrassed when this great Brahmin, Durvasa, although he didn't ever felt offended. He simply waited there humbly for a year just drinking water. Must have been something to do that. And he didn't even eat. And he fell down. He felt embarrassed. He was praying on behalf. As Vasudev Dutt prayed, Jivir Duk Deki Mor Hidya Bidare Sarva Pap Jivir Prabhu Mora Shire. He said, you put on my head all, Vasudev Dutt told the Lord, you put all the reactions that all everyone is supposed to suffer on my head. And we don't feel that way. I don't personally feel that I need to suffer that much. But This is the mood of the greatest devotees of Mahaprabhu. Sarvapap, all their sinful activity. I mean, we have probably enough individually to go around, or if we took the sinful activity of... Anyway, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta stresses in his purport that in certain religions, especially in Christianity, that Jesus Christ is very merciful because they worship Jesus Christ for taking all their sinful activity. Of course, for a select amount of persons. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that persons of the caliber, great pure devotees, as Vasudev Dutt and Thakur Haridas, are millions of times more merciful than Jesus Christ. Although Jesus Christ is very merciful. So that is something to think about. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this petition of Vasudev Dutt, his heart was breaking, he was trembling in ecstasy, and tears came to his eyes. He embraced him. He said, actually, this is not even surprising because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. So we can understand how merciful Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj himself understands the Sudarshan Chakra. He mentions the chakra in so many of his prayers. Nispijaman Upakasha. We're all being crushed by this wheel of time. The wheel of time is also a part of the chakra. He's praying also that this chakra, this Sudarshan Chakra, be merciful. Because this Sudarshan Chakra is not just only... Dorvasa was chased, but everyone is being chased. This chakra is mentioned in the beginning, in the fifth chapter, beginning of fifth canto, one of the chapters there, the forest of enjoyment. That this wheel of time is the wheel of Hari. Of course, this sees everything, and we cannot see without the darshan, means the sight of Hari. So this Sudarshan Chakra, Aikshata, is described here. He glances, this is the glance of the Lord. This glance is also described in Brahma Samhita in detail. So Aikshata, he glanced. Though that glance is the Sudarshan Chakra. And that chakra pursues all of us, not only Dwarvasa. If you read also in fifth canto about the subterranean heavenly planets, they're very wonderful and even more, sometimes more comfortable than the upper heavenly planets. And there's so many Vital, Atal, Sutal, Rasatal, like that, Talatal. So in those planets, the people are very, the personalities there, sometimes they're great serpents also, but whoever they are, ordinary person looking like devas, they consider that they're very, very comfortably situated. And they forget all about this time element. But the Sudarshan Chakra comes there and finds them. And they have to, again, relinquish all their possessions. So, not only they, but all of us, we have to relinquish in this material world. And we're being chased by this chakra. The chakra is also the time element. It's described that Hari Chakra is destroying everyone's lifetime. Ayor Hari Divai Pung Sam. Day and night, day and night. Udilo Arna, the song described Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Divanishi. Day and night we're being burned, Divanishi Hyajvale. This is the time element coming. Chandavag, attacking our life force. Chandavag, very swiftly moving. We cannot, we forget that this chakra is chasing us all the time. And once in a while we're rudely awakened. There's an accident, someone is dying, we're sick. So this is the actions of time. All these things represent the Sudarshan Chakra. So this Dwarvasa, apparently, he wasn't in a position to offer such wonderful prayers. So Ambarish Maharaj so mercifully is offering all these prayers to this Chaksudarshan. Please, you spare him, stop burning him, as described here in the summary. This is the Vaishnava. Dwarvasa Muni himself, he could not see the purity, the greatness of the Vaishnava. There's a great lesson to be learned. Vaishnavya Kriya Mudra Vigeha Nabujaya. Even if one is a greatly learned person, supposedly like Durvasa Muni, a great mystic yogi, a great gyani, this is called Ku Gyan and Ku Yoga, not actual auspicious yoga. It's a very nice summary. The Vedic version, the origin of creation, the Sudarshan is the origin of creation and most dear to the Lord. Thousands of spokes. Sudarshan Chakra is the killer of the prowess of all other weapons. We see nowadays they have so many heavy weapons, and in other previous times we had interesting weapons also. Actually, right now I'm doing a painting of demons and demigods fighting, and from the 8th canto, I believe, 8th canto, they were fighting. Various cantos of demons and demigods, 6th canto, they're fighting. So when they're fighting, they're... it was just the ocean of milk. So you remember that there were so many various weapons and fire weapons and water weapons, and they're fighting on lions and elephants and various other things flying in the sky. But none of these weapons, whether it's the weapons of Indra or Lord Shiva, none of them compare to the weapon. That's why he couldn't take shelter of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. Described by Sukadeva Goswami in his very first prayer, Namo parasmai purushaya bhuyase sat udbhavastana nirodali krahita shakti tritayaya dehina. That the Lord himself takes the position of these, of Brahma and Shiva. Brahma and Shiva are insignificant. A devotee on the caliber of someone like Vasudev Dutt or Ambarish, they don't care much, especially the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Shiva Varinchinu Tam Sharanyam. They all take shelter. They see that Brahma Vishnu are almost like insects. Of course, this is an ecstatic bhav of Prabodhananda Saraswati. But he's saying like that, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tidashapura Kashapushpayate. Vidyamahendradish Chakatayate. He's describing or comparing them to Kitayate, insect-like. His real interest is Yat Karunya Kataksha, the merciful glance, sidelong glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be our main interest. We should want that glance. And of course, that glance is very merciful. The same glance, or is glancing over this material world, is the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it's also very merciful. That same mercy, not when it's not understood, it's accepted as this Sudarshan Chakra, chasing us all, burning us. Hyajvale, Narottam Das Thakur says, we're all burning. He himself says, I am burning. Vishama Vishaya Bisha Shatata Kainu. We're trying to drink this burning poison of this material world. The more we try to enjoy or feel comfortable in this world, and the more it is burning us. Vishama Vishaya, very dangerous poison. Just like this Durvasa Muni was described previously, in previous verses and purports, as very dangerous. His activity is very dangerous. Manina Bhushita Sarpa. So those in the material world, we also heard a purport by Bhaktivinoda Thakur this morning. Very proud of their learning, like Durvasa Muni. He was acting like a demon. Prabhupada says that in this chapter. He's a Brahmin, but he's a demon. Demoniac Brahmana. Of course, he came to his senses. He saw the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. He got the... So we all need this association of the great devotees. So we're so fortunate to have gotten the association of the great devotee like Srila Prabhupada. It's not that we are hum bhakta parad, you know. We're the bhakta that Lord Vishnu is speaking to Durvasa about. Someone like Srila Prabhupada, someone like Vasudev Dutt. We have to take shelter there, just as Durvasa. He's taking shelter. Follow the footsteps of Durvasa Muni. Actually, one of his verses, or a very famous verse, Yan Nama Shruti Matrena Pumam Bhavati Nirmala, the whole universe. What to speak of these servants? The name, he says, is, I have to take shelter of these servants of the Lord whose name purifies the whole universe. So the name again comes up. You see, Durvasa Muni, he learned his lesson. He's glorifying the name of Krishna. Now, previously, not long ago, we heard about that Sukracharya. He was also glorifying the name of Krishna. Nama Sankirtan. So, this is what happens when someone gets the mercy of the Lord, of Sudarshan. He realizes the name. It's not that we are such great personalities that we can immediately envision the Lord, all his pastimes, but we take shelter of the holy name. Nama Sankirtanam Yashasava Papa Pranashana. Last verse of the Bhagavatam tells us, in some, the last, very last verse, that this holy name purifies all the pop of this material world. Namanya Nantasya Hatatra Papatam. Narad Muni, he talks about what he did after, you know, he got the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas and like that. What does he do? He goes around with his veena and he chants the name of Krishna. Namanya Nantasya Hatatra Papatam. Without any inhibition, Guhyani Badani Kirtani Chasman, Gampayatan, he goes everywhere, just simply glorifying the name of Krishna. Tushtamana, very satisfied and very ecstatic. So this is what Durvasa Muni will say, what any person will understand. And it's not that he got the darshan, direct darshan of Vishnu, and that helped him. He saw Vishnu, but he had to get the mercy of the Lord's devotee, of Ambarish Maharaj. So similarly, we have to get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, of this parampara. On our own, we're insignificant. We're simply insignificant servants. It's the only thing we can understand. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that my guru chastised me. You are simply chant the holy name. This is what he told the Mayavadis. This is the lesson to be learned. The impersonalists, they cannot have any activities, just like this Durvasa Muni. He didn't understand that Ambarish was performing so many activities in the service of Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, all these verses, the verses that are described there. Vachansi, Vaikuntha Ganana, using your tongue. They cannot glorify. Rather, they say, oh, you have no face, no eye, no head, no like that. So devotional service is a very important, so important, the only important thing in this material world. There's nothing really else. Nam bina kichu nahi koar. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's final pronouncement in his song. Nam bina kichu nahi koar. Chodo bhuvana maje. Throughout these 14 worlds, Durvasa had gone throughout the 14 worlds. He'd gone abrahma bhuvana loka, up to brahma loka. Didn't help him. So Shiva even went out to the spiritual world. That didn't even help him. Imagine such a lesson. You have to take shelter, the pure devotee. Your ticket is not guaranteed. So without this devotional service, Prabhupada has given so many activities, morning and night. Tarahai Bhavas. This is how our deliverance takes place, by all these activities. Smarana Pada Sevanam, offering all the prayers, just as Ambarish did. He used his hands. We heard about it. Durvasa Muni had no understanding of that. So the karmis, the yogis, the gyanis, they may even read Bhagavad Gita, but they can read there also. Yogi nam api sarve shamagatanandana. The last verse in 6th chapter. So many yogis. First Krishna tells Arjuna, tapasvi bhyodiko yogi gyani bhyopi mentodika. Better than a tapasvi, better than a karmi is a tapasvi, and then a yogi like that. But better than all these yogis, the best yogi, Madgatan Antaratma, one who thinks of me, the bhakti yogi. Otherwise, the ordinary yogi, what's he going to do? press your nose for a few hours and come down. They have no activities. So mercifully, Lord Chaitanya has given us all these simple activities. Simply chant, dance, come to kirtan, satam, prasanga, mamavirya, samvito. Associate with the devotees. Prabhupada also says that if you're living by yourself chanting, you're living in a hallucination. It's not that everyone can become like Thakur Haridas. Don't imitate Prahlad Maharaj. It may take millions of years. Or you can try boiling yourself in oil or see if you're that advanced or something. Jumping off a cliff, see if Krishna saves you. Or it may happen, you never know. So they are very merciful, very exalted persons, Ambarish Maharaj also, or else we wouldn't be hearing about them in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we want, we can identify with Durvasa, or we can identify with Ambarish or Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Naivod Vijay Paradurateya Vaitaranyas. He's seeing everyone in the Vaitarani River. That Vaitarani River is not very nice place either. Very inauspicious. So he's saying there, Naivodvi, I don't have any anxiety for myself. Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Mahamagnichita. I'm simply absorbed in hearing and chanting your glories. Mahamrita, the great nectar. Amrityat Daiva Kalpate. So Bhagavad Gita is also saying like that. Amrityat Daiva Kalpate, right in the second chapter. One can attain this stage of nectar. Mrityu is this place of death where the Sudarshan will chase us. If we don't take the merciful glance of Mahaprabhu, which he's giving, how is that glance? It is coming through the devotees. Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, all our exalted acharyas, they are acting just like Vasudeva, so mercifully, begging Jivir. So Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry, just like the Udambara tree, it has millions of fruits, and one of them falls, nobody notices it. Or in a big giant bag of mustard seed is very tiny, if one of them falls out, don't notice it. And Haridas Thakur was thinking himself very insignificant also. If an ant dies, nobody notices. He told Lord Chaitanya like that. If an ant dies, so if I leave my body. So if we come to this stage of so humble, like these great personalities, then also it is the ground by which we may attain some of this mercy. But one has to become servant. So we're being gifted all of our activities in devotional service. Whatever we get, we should be happy to get that service, whatever it is. Preaching is the best service. Preaching is the essence. It's a plug for Divyanga. He has to go to Orlando. He's going to preach. So this is the Srimad Bhagavatam from beginning to end. Puranamamalam Vaishnavanam Priyam. Very dear to all the devotees. It is our life. Mareka Bandhu Matsangin. Sanatana Goswami says, my only friend, Madeka Bandhu, Matsangin, my best association. Madguru or Mad Mahadhanam, my guru, Srimad Bhagavatam is my guru. Madguru, Mad Mahadhanam, my greatest wealth. So we should follow the footsteps of Sanatana Goswami. He was totally absorbed. He gave up Tattva Tornam Ashesha Mandalapati Shanin. Speaking of great devotees, Sanatana Goswami. He was the prime minister of the king. He ran the whole place, the whole Bengal, practically. The king was off doing all his nefarious activity, getting ready to have his head cut off by the Sudarshan Chakra. And Sanatana Goswami, he didn't want to have anything more to do with that. So therefore he gave it all up, Rupa and Sanatana. Takva Tornamashesha Mandalapati, Mandalapati. They were the lords of the world. Mandalapati, Shenim, Siddhap, Tuchavat. They gave it up, Tuchavat. Not just gave it up, But like, what is this? I don't want anything to do with this. They took a straw in their teeth. Namo Mahavananyaya. They went to see the Lord Chaitanya. How great were they? Rupa Goswami already apparently had written books like the Hansa Dutta. It's a mind-boggler. Before even associating with the Lord, with Lord Chaitanya, he had written great books like the Uddhava Sandesh and how many Sanskrit books. Gave it all up. Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kol Karunaya. Great mercy, out of mercy for all the living entities. Karunaya. And Sukadeva Goswami, Karunaya Ha Purana Guyam. He spoke this whole Bhagavatam, Purana Guyam. The greatest Purana, out of great mercy also. All our acharyas, they're very merciful. One can claim to be an acharya, but if we don't see the mercy, we won't understand if you're self-effulgent. But everyone should act as acharya, become fully merciful. If we hear more and more, then mind can become purified, the heart melted, and perhaps we'll get relief from also material anxiety. But they're not thinking like that. They're just thinking of everyone else. That Ranti Dev. Antastito yena bhavantya dukha. He said, I want to stay here. I don't care about the Siddha Loka or any perfection of the mystic power like this Durvasa Muni was after. Or any kind of liberation or any of these things. He said, antastito yena bhavantya dukha. I want to stay here with all the living entities until they're all delivered. Bhavantya dukha. Without dukkha, without misery. This is how the pure Vaishnavas are thinking. And they're showing it page after page, chapter after chapter. Pati shloki, pati aksharaya. Every shloka, every syllable is imbued with this type of mercy. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we hear it every day. Abhadavatyapi. Tad Bhagvasago Janathaga Viplavo Pati Shlokam Abhadavatyapi. Even if there's some mistake, of course there's no mistake, but there is a mistake in the Bhagavatam. We don't know about it. But if someone glorifies Krishna, in other words, and it's not done exactly right, just like the Brahmana who couldn't even read the Bhagavad Gita, his friends all laughing at what you. I mean, they weren't probably, they were just making a little fun. They knew he couldn't read. But he got the instruction to read it. He's just looking at it. But just thinking of it, he was crying. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. So we want to be like that. Get the embrace of Lord Chaitanya. At least the glance. Yat karuna kataksha. The glance of the Lord. The merciful glance. Otherwise, the glance, the same glance, but this is Sudarshan burning Durvasa. hot and cold. The same power company creating our heat and our cold, cool. If the cool comes on in the winter, it's not very pleasant either. And if the heat comes on in the summer, that's also pretty unpleasant. So if there's, I guess there's no microphone, but if there's any questions, any comments. Yes. There's no mic, so you have to yell. Well, that's a separate category, but those six things. But there's plenty of aparats to go around. I don't Yeah, that was like in that category of aparads, but there's nam aparad, dam aparad, and those are separate categories. Oh, anything else? Okay, yeah. What? Yeah. Mystically born? You got to talk loud. I didn't catch you. I could repeat it if it's important. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Jesus was born immaculate conception. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I'm not a Christian. They say like that. Some people say Leonardo da Vinci was born also in a lotus. This... Huh? It's a cult. Some Italians, they say like this. Okay, anything else? All glory to Srimad Bhagavatam.